Hello, this is Maggie.
And Ashley.
And you're listening to The Watering Hole, a place where animals and animal enthusiasts regularly drink. Every episode, we'll talk about different animals and why they're cool, from basic biology to the threats they face and what people are doing about it, all while under the influence.
With another episode of The Watering Hole.
And I'm feeling really, really ready because I just took some nasal spray, some Sudafed, and my inhaler.
We are ready to go, people. Rocking and rolling. We had pizza. We had a Caesar salad that was super fancy.
Mm-hmm.
It's from a bag.
It was one of those that like pre-packaged.
But I cut up tomatoes.
You did. That was a nice little addition that Caesar salads just don't often have.
They don't, especially in a bag. I don't think I'd want them if they were in a bag.
No.
No. But no, that'd be a little fancy. Did you see, though, the pizza I got was DiGiorno?
What just came off of me?
It's a great question.
Oh, my God. I don't know what that was.
I will say, before we started recording, I went into the bathroom, and there was something white on my face. I don't know what it was. I was like, was she going to say anything?
I was going to say something before we started recording.
Or was she just going to let this go? Yeah, it's January. I'm like, I'm at that point where like I want to be social, like beginning of the year, but like it's also January and dark all the time and cold. So I also taught myself how to crochet a couple days ago. So
that's fun. You taught yourself already?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm watching YouTube videos. So people on YouTube have been talking to me. They have. And I've been talking back.
Wow.
But I haven't actually started.
Never has a lonelier statement been uttered.
They've been talking to me. The voices.
The people on YouTube.
No, and so I've just been practicing my stitches. I haven't actually started on a project. Okay. So,
because you need one more thing to do.
I need something that's like somewhat relaxing, but still like has me. I need to like move my hands. So like we had a meeting today at work and I crocheted throughout it. Because I just had to listen.
So I thought you were about to say we had a meeting at work where people were asked, would you rather shovel snow or untangle Christmas lights?
Let's talk about that instead of crocheting, because this is something I'm passionate about.
You really are. And so, but you were like, I need something to do with my hands.
Uh-huh.
And your answer was unequivocally, I would like to untangle lights any time of day over shoveling snow.
Yeah.
Me, on the other hand, I was like, that's a terrible idea. Give me hard labor, and I will easily do it with a smile.
No. 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 Mm-mm. See.
Mm-mm. I don't have the patience for, oh, God. No.
So, anyway, listeners, I'd love to know, would you rather shovel snow?
Yeah, then you feel accomplished, and you have something to show for it afterwards.
Or untangle Christmas lights.
You're also getting a workout in.
If I want a workout, then I'll go do a workout.
You could.
Okay, here's the thing.
Two birds, one stone.
Here's the thing that threw me is that somebody, I'm not naming names, was like, it's a relax, like, you know, I want to go outside and have it be quiet and like, it be relaxed. I'm like, I'll walk my dog then. If I want to be outside in the quiet, in the cold, I'll walk my dog. I'm not going to shovel snow.
And not everybody has a dog.
Then walk yourself. People go on walks all the time. All the time. People are walking left, they're walking right, they're walking straight, they're walking backwards. People, I'm walking. Anyway, I'm just like, why would you? Clearly, I grew up shoveling different snow.
I grew up shoveling the same snow, and I would choose it any day.
No,
any
absolutely
day.
Not. And this is something that I have very strong feelings about.
Yeah, so do I.
Apparently.
I think I don't know how you have the patience for that. I don't have the time.
Well,
don't have the time.
Get into crocheting. Let me know what you think.
I sew.
Would you have? Oh, okay.
I would like to know how to knit.
Knitting's harder, apparently, than crocheting.
I know that.
So, that's why I'm crocheting.
That's why I'd want to knit.
But yeah, currently I just have like a really long piece of fabric that I've created with multiple different kinds of stitches because I've just been practicing
cool.
stitches.
Oh, cool. That's great. That's what you got to do, right?
And nothing else. And like eventually I'm like, I need to actually do a project. I can't just be making row after row of stitches.
I mean, doesn't that eventually turn into a scarf or a blanket?
It's the ugliest, it's the most uneven scarf you've got. I mean, it's a progress scarf.
Maybe it's then something for Ollie.
Oh, because it's ugly, it can be for my dog?
No, he's not going to notice if it's uneven.
That's true. He's a little uneven himself.
Yeah.
Anyway, have you picked up any hobbies this year? so far? I'm talking hobbies.
Have I picked up any hobbies? I have a lot of hobbies. I don't think I need to pick up any more right now.
Fine.
What am I going to pick up?
Knitting?
I sing, I dance, I play the guitar. No, I'm kidding.
Do you do any of those things? Do you play guitar?
I play piano and I sing.
There we go. I don't know Maggie at all. Actually, we're complete strangers. This is the first time I've ever met her.
Oh my God. No, I have not picked up any hobbies, Ashley. Thanks for making me look bad. Like, sorry. I haven't seized the day.
Well, mine's because I've wanted to become more of a hermit. It's easier to be a hermit if you have a hobby.
That is a fun strategy to have things to, like, play with.
Yeah.
It helps a lot of people focus.
It does. Speaking of focus, should we talk about animals?
Sure.
Did you see? I thought it was a pretty good segue.
Focusing?
Yeah, like, we should focus on what this podcast is about.
So, I just don't know which animal I want to do first. Because I actually did my research.
My God.
Here's the thing. I did my research so far in advance that I don't really remember what I've done. So why don't we start with...
This is exciting for both of us.
Okay. Okay, I think I would like to do this one. I'm going to do the one I remember first.
Great.
I don't have a ton, so it won't take long. Okay, here's your clue. This amphibian is out of this world.
Space newt.
You're on the right track.
Space? Galaxy salamander.
Even closer.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Galaxy frog.
Yes.
Wait, really?
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
Exactly. So I am
on
doing...
On the third try? Who is she?
I am doing... It's because my clue was so good.
Sure.
So I am doing the galaxy frog, whose Latin name is... Here we go. Melanobatrachus indicus.
Ooh.
Wow. You remember earlier this week at work, I could not say the word advocacy?
Oh, no. You kept putting an F in it.
I could not.
Advocacy.
For the love of... Oh, God. It was so bad.
It took a solid minute to get through one line. The word advocacy in
advocacy.
It.
Okay. So I'm doing this frog that... Where is it found? Or what does it look like? Which would you like
first?
Well,
I want to know what this thing looks like. Because I feel like it's named for how it looks.
Absolutely. So this frog is super cool. The way I describe it, it looks like Lisa Frank had a dark side.
Oh my God.
Very cool.
I love Lisa Frank.
Oh my God.
I mean, I loved her as a child. And now I love the nostalgia of it.
I do too. I had so many stickers and folders. Ugh. Like, it just made you feel good.
So good.
Right?
Right?
I think I had a Lisa Frank sticker club at one point. I was the only member.
Remember we're talking about how I was sad with my hobbies?
Well, at least that was me in fourth grade.
Whatever. I'm cooler than a fourth grader.
So this tiny, tiny frog.
Oh, he's little.
It's only 2 to 3 centimeters.
What?
It's really little. It is black with tiny, tiny blue dots that look like stars in the galaxy. And then it has a little bit of orange on its chest and belly, a little bit on its legs. So it almost looks like a nebula.
Ooh.
It's so beautiful.
I like it.
Okay, it's an extremely rare frog that is endemic to the Western Ghats of India. Do you know what or where those are?
They sound familiar. Is there an H in it?
Yes, Ghats.
Yes.
Which I believe when we did the Cayman gator crocodile with the long snoot.
With bucket on it.
The gharial.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are...
Similar area.
So the Western Ghats of India, it's a mountain range in the south of India running parallel to the Indian Ocean.
Uh-huh.
The landscape is stunning. It's like rainforest, really unique, which I feel like doesn't get a lot of attention in southern India. But anywho, so the frog is there. It is part of the genus Melanobatrachus. It's a genus of narrow-mouthed frogs in another family. This is important. Bear with me.
Okay. I'm here.
Okay. So this frog is a member of narrow-mouthed frogs in the family Microlidae. I didn't say that correctly. Of which there is a subfamily, This species is part of that family in which the initial divergence took place 66 million years ago, or immediately after the Cretaceous extinction event. So this frog has existed
for a long time,
for roughly 66 million years,
give or take.
Incredible.
Insane. And it's just a little guy,
tiny little thing. This species is endangered, needless to say, though, because it, like I said, it's so rare and it's found in one area. Particular area. Its population has only been found in 3 different sites, which means the species populations are fragmented because of deforestation for land cultivation. It was even considered extinct for a time in the 1990s.
Oh.
Yeah, but then they refound it in a different population. Yeah. But because it is so tiny, because it is so rare, we really don't know a lot about it. But that kind of is why I wanted to feature it, because...
Maggie, is this your strategy? Find something that's really rare so there's not a lot to research?
No, because my next animal, so I have
a lot. You have a lot of research? Uh-huh. I was like, is this just... Maggie's like, I'll find something super rare. There's only one of them around. So here's the research on it.
So I will say, I saw a photo of this on Instagram posted by a conservationist I follow, I really like, and he's doing great work. So he posted this. I was like, oh my God, that's absolutely my animal. It's so beautiful.
Ooh, why have I not looked it up yet?
So then I had already really decided I wanted to do this. And then once I looked it up, I was like, well, damn, there's no info. But I still wanted to feature
it. Oh my God.
Right?
Wait, what's with this, orange chesty?
I know, it's a nebulous.
Oh.
So I wanted to do it because such a thing exists called a galaxy frog. That's really cool. It's kind of like that sparkle muffin spider, right?
Yeah.
So what was I going to say
next? Keep going, because I have questions.
Okay, good. We know that they live in leaf litter, and we suspect that they are just eating, tiny aphids and things that other similar tree frogs would eat.
Yeah.
We don't know a ton, like I said, because they are so rare. But in 2021, it was selected as a flagship species in the Matiketan Shola National Park.
Ooh.
So what that means is they knew that this really beautiful animal existed. They knew that there weren't many of them. They knew that they didn't have a lot of information. And so a dedicated research team is doing research on them right now to learn all that they can about this species. That being said, this article that I read in 2021, information said that they didn't make a lot of noise. They didn't move around a lot, which if they don't move around a lot, that kind of helps explain why their populations might be so fragmented, because if they're not leaving their home territories and the forest is being deforested,
once they lose it, they're gone.
Right. So that's a theory, but we don't know, which is why the research is being done. But I will say there was conflicting information that also said that these animals have been observed making sound. This article said they didn't make sound. So anyway, all to say that once it was listed as a flagship species, that in this national park in India gives it not necessarily protections, but attention that is needed so that we can possibly save it.
Yeah.
So that's all we know so far of the galaxy frog. Also, I think I mentioned this, but its name, galaxy frog, is just a kind of cutesy name. It's really only known by its Latin name properly. So anywho.
Oh, it's so cute.
It is a very, very cool.
Anything about animal. It's lumpy. It looks like all the little spots are little nodules. Yeah.
Look
at this picture. See, it looks like a little, you can see they're little lumpy.
So he has some ridges on his back, but there's no information about that. I mean, probably similar to some other amphibians, some other frogs. It's probably helps it to breathe.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Just some rough skin.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Look at,
was the conservationist you follow Leonardo DiCaprio?
No, it was not.
There's an article that says, Leonardo DiCaprio shares photo of galaxy frog.
I mean, if you want an animal to get some attention, have Leo share it.
Have Leo take a stab at it.
Right.
Oh, I love adding new frogs to my knowledge collection. I was going to say to my collection. I was like, I don't own a collection of frogs.
You don't have just a bunch of dead frogs hanging in your bedroom.
Can you imagine? Oh, God. I mean, I do need to spruce up my bedroom, but I don't think that
that's not the way to do it.
No.
No.
That's not it. Oh, well, that was exciting.
Yeah, I know it was short, but short and sweet.
Oh, my God, we like short and sweet, especially because we have a tendency to not be short and sweet.
So accurate.
Are you ready for what I have in store for you?
I hope I am.
So this animal, I have a clue. You'll probably hate it. You usually do.
Uh-huh. Checks out.
Okay, there are three words.
Okay, that's a start.
One second.
That's the clue?
No. So I'm going to give you three clues.
Okay.
I'm going to give you them in order.
Okay.
One, the first word, tree fingernails.
Tree.
Tree fingernails. Number two, a country in the Middle East. Number three, your mom's sister.
Something, some kind of leaf cutter ant or something?
Yeah! Isn't it good? Damn it. Of all the episodes for you to get it on the first try, I was so proud of myself for getting it on the third try. And then Maggie's like, here you go. But it's because my clue was so good.
Your clue was good. Oh my God. It was good.
But yeah.
Okay.
So we're doing leaf cutter ants.
Love it. I'm excited. Okay.
I'll also point out though, I do not call my mom's sister aunt. I call her aunt.
Because you're fancy.
Because I'm correct. So anyway, moving into.
Really, you do? You call, I mean, I knew this already, but like you say Aunt Mary.
Aunt Julie.
Aunt.
Mm-hmm. And then Aunt Susan.
Aunt.
Aunt. But I do say Auntie Anne's for the pretzels.
Well.
Anyway, moving on. Yes, so we're doing leaf cutter ants. Do you know about leaf cutter ants?
I know what I've seen of them in Panama.
Ooh, you saw them?
Yes.
Nice.
Very, very cool.
I think I saw them in Belize, but it's been so long that I don't remember.
Sure.
I feel like I remember like seeing them in the little trail, mm-hmm. carrying their little leaves, which would make sense. But these guys are super cool. So mm-hmm. let's dig in. So leaf cutter ants does refer to not just one species. There's
right.
roughly 47 species of leaf chewing ants belonging to two genera, Atta and Acromyrix. So it's not one, it's a technically like a
yeah.
clade, a group, because
yeah.
it's not just one right. genus. Fun fact, Atta is the name of the princess ant in A Bug's Life, who is voiced by Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
That is, that's good to know. However, I do want to call you out. Did you just say Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
I thought I said Louise.
Is it Louise? I thought it was
Julia. Is it Louis? I don't know.
I think it's Louis.
Louis Dreyfus? Whatever.
Well, your favorite... Okay, this is your favorite movie.
This is my favorite Pixar.
Thank you.
And yeah, I would say it's probably in my top at least 20. Definitely one of the top 10 animated.
Were you watching it recently or we were talking about it recently? Is that why you chose these animals?
No, okay. this came from the book that I'm reading.
Oh, okay. Great.
Anyway, Bug's Life is a great movie. So these two genera are very similar. The big difference is that Atta ants have three pairs of spines and a smooth exoskeleton. On the
spines?
Little spines.
Oh, not vertebrae.
No, they're still invertebrates. They have three spines. They're actually going above and beyond.
I was like, holy shit.
No, just spines.
Ridges?
Sure. I mean,
on spines. Their backs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Like sharp, pointy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those kind of spines. Like spines on a cactus.
Like spines on a stegosaurus.
Sure. I really didn't think this was what we would get stuck on, Susan. Well, Acromyrix ants have four pairs of spines.
Get out of town.
And a rough exoskeleton instead of a smooth. So in case you ever come across a leaf eater ant and you're like, what one are you?
Which one? Look for the four.
How many spines? And then touch it and say, is this thorax rough or smooth? And don't squish it because they're pretty small.
Okay.
All species, though, are endemic to South and Central America, Mexico, and parts of the Southern United States. And they average about the size of a quarter inch or basically can fit on the top of a pencil eraser. So a little.
That's a quarter inch, eh?
Yeah. Little guy. I will say within, and that's like average because within leaf cutter ant like colonies, there's a range of sizes. But like, sure, generally speaking, they're ant sized.
I wonder how big is a quarter inch compared to my 2 to 3 centimeter frog?
I feel like
about the same.
About the same, probably, right?
That's pretty crazy.
That's adorable. Now I need to make sure that's true before I edit it out. How many centimeters in an inch? There's 2 centimeters in an inch, so they're bigger. The frogs are bigger.
Okay.
Because if they're, what, 2 to 3 centimeters? They're bigger.
Really? That's how big a centimeter is?
I guess they're at 2 centimeters in an inch. Two plus. Do you think I'm wrong?
I'm just remembering like
2.5 centimeters in an inch.
Really? I'm thinking of a ruler. What are the little ticks? Are those millimeters?
Yeah. Because there's 10 millimeters in a centimeter. Do I need to bring out my ruler, my tape measure?
Where's your tape measure?
It's right here.
Bring it out.
Oh, we're bringing out the tape measure. You know it's going to be a good time.
So, which one is the centimeter? Feet and inches.
So these might not have centimeters on it. This one doesn't.
This is all millimeters?
Yeah.
That's not, what? Do all rulers only have millimeters?
No, well, this is a tape measure.
This is essentially the same thing. It has measurements in English, in American.
It doesn't have it in British though. Anywho, so
I can't.
Similar, they could be neighbors.
Okay.
In size. And we keep getting stuck on things that I really didn't think we were going to. I have a lot to get to.
Okay, I'm going to just stop talking.
No, don't do that. Okay, so a couple things that make leafcutter ants amazing. First off, they're fucking strong. They can carry, now, different sources say different things. Minimum, they can carry 20 times their body weight.
Incredible.
Now, they are small, but for reference, that would be me lifting 2,700 pounds, which I surprisingly cannot do.
Isn't that like a walrus?
That's like lifting a car. Wait, lifting a walrus or what a walrus? The weight of a walrus.
Right.
I don't know that off the top of my head. And I'm not going down another rabbit hole.
I'm so sorry. I said I would stop talking.
I said another source said 50 times. But either way, it's a lot.
Okay.
Are you looking up how much a walrus?
Don't you worry about it. I'll take care
Fantastic.
Of it.
Fantastic. But yeah, so they're very strong and they need to be for carrying leaves. So second, and honestly, what I knew about leafcutter ants, I knew that they were strong. But what I didn't realize is that they are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum. So, I mean, we've been farming for like 10,000 to 12,000 years, we being the human species, not we as podcast hosts. Leafcutter ants have been doing it for 60 million years.
What? 60 million?
Yeah.
That's almost as old as the frog.
Oh my God. They're twins.
They really are neighbors.
They know each other. This is an old episode. But yes, so they're farmers. Sorry.
You have to do it every time.
So I mentioned in the beginning, they're leafcutter ants. These are all, they're all leaf chewing ants. They're not eating the leaves themselves. That's not what they're cutting these leaves for. So they use their mandibles as shears to cut through leaves. I read one article that said that they're more like chainsaws. And when they're cutting through leaves, they're vibrating really fast to cut through them. Vibrating 1,000 times a second. So don't remember what article that was, but
that's
either
fine.
Way, they're like still making these impressive. Like pretty precise cuts. Like I feel like they're better than a lot of like the pairs of scissors I have in this house that are dull.
I was gonna say they're probably better than going to Home Depot.
Oh, probably. Just get yourself some leaf cutter ants. As they're cutting up the leaves, they're also apparently drinking the sap while they're cutting them for energy.
Oh, but useful.
Again, they don't eat the leaves themselves. That's not what they're there for. They're so successful at this and they can do it so quickly that a group colony, an outing of leafcutter ants could strip an entire tree of its best leaves overnight. They then clean the leaves, they crush them, cut them into little pieces. This is after they've brought them back to their colony, arrange them in stacks, compost them with their own poop, and then spread spores among them so that they can grow their own fungus. So they're growing fungus to eat. Wow.
And basically like taking care of it, tending it. They have ants that are collecting waste and making sure like that the plants aren't going bad, and like they're legitimately farming.
They're so much smarter than people think.
Oh, yeah.
Like any special that you watch on ants and their colonies, their family dynamics, what they're like, the way that they don't, oh God, this is just so fascinating. They're actually farming, creating their own food. Mm-hmm. They just figured out what leaf best does that.
Yeah, what helps them get to, and what their fungus they're growing. It's like, I think it was like a certain genus. It wasn't just one particular fungus. And also there's, again, like 40 plus species of leaf cutter ants. So I think it's like within this genus that they'll find that's a different kind of fungus. So they're growing this fungus that's highly nutritious. They're feeding it to the colony's offspring, and they basically have created a constant supply of food. They have their own resource that they're managing.
This is why they're 60 million years right? old.
This is why we need to grow our own food, people. Mm-hmm. Get your own garden going. Buy local. Be like an ant.
Except you don't have to use your own poop.
No, you don't. You probably shouldn't, actually. Based on what we are currently eating, I wouldn't.
Plastic!
Yeah, you're my dog who pooped out part of a garbage bag the other day. Anyway, but because they're a big part of them growing their own food and creating their own resource has made them be able to become a really complex, one of the most complex animal societies on Earth, one of the largest, most complex society, because they've been able to specialize within this society. And again, it's because they have a reliable food source where they're not out, you know, searching constantly for food.
Right.
And like, struggling to like make sure that they have energy every day.
They don't have a grocery store. Right.
They always know that they have food available.
So they're able to divert their attention to other things. Yeah.
So their colonies are divided into castes that perform different functions. One article said that there were 3 castes, another said that there were 4. I'm going with 4 because that's what I wrote down. But also it probably varies species to species.
Sure.
So there's the minims, which are the smallest ants. They tend to be in charge of growing the brood, and they're kind of the fungus gardeners. They're tending to both young and the farm. The miners are slightly larger. They're the first line of defense in the colony, and they're continuously like patrolling and will attack enemies. The medii, M-E-D-I-A-E,
Medii.
They're the largest group. They're the generalized foragers. So they're the ones that are going out to collect the leaves, cut them up, bring them back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading, I didn't write it down, but I was reading somewhere that group of foragers has like, their head has kind of evolved. So they have a little divot at the top because when they're carrying the bits of leaves, it can balance better.
Sticks in their head.
Hugging, yeah.
Oh my God.
On top of them, which is crazy.
Okay, so you just listed 3 of the 4. Who are the upper class elite here?
Well, I mean, they're just the biggest.
Yeah.
We have the majors. So they're the largest ants, and they're like the primary soldiers.
Okay.
So if you ever look at, it's really cool actually, like looking at videos of these colonies and other ant colonies as well. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of ants have kind of this division of labor. But the big ones are like they'll be like tiny ones, and then ones are like 3 times its size, just like walking around because they're the big soldiers, the big guys, you know?
They're the brute strength.
Heck, oh yeah.
They're the muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're the brute squad.
Yeah.
They're physics.
Yeah, they are.
But within these colonies, they build underground nests that can grow more than 30 meters across or 98
Whoa.
Feet with smaller radiating mounds extending out to a radius of 80 meters or 260 feet, that's taking up 30 to 600 square meters or 320 to 6,460 square feet and containing 8 million individuals. So that's a lot of ants.
So like that many ants is how many people live in New York City?
Dang!
Manhattan.
Put them all in Manhattan. Look at you knowing your Manhattan numbers.
I hope that's right.
I'm not checking it.
By the way, do you know how much a walrus weighs?
How much?
2,645 pounds.
Fuck. That's good.
Yep.
Did you do walruses?
No.
Did I do walruses?
I think you did.
So I should have known that. Listen, I had to make room for other facts. So they're just incredible. They're strong. They're farmers. They're complex societies. I could go into more detail, but I didn't. In terms of like conservation, they're not in any danger. they're, again, they're doing well. They don't have to, I mean, obviously they do rely on forest and trees to a certain extent, mm-hmm. but they just need leaves in order to compost to grow their own food.
Right. Did you say what kind of leaves?
I don't know that there's actually a specific leaf.
Oh, really? Oh, here I thought it was a special tree.
Yeah, I don't think that they are. I think there are probably ones that they prefer, but it's not like one tree that they're going,
okay.
one species of tree.
Okay.
So they have a bit of variety that they'll pick from. But their biggest area is that in some places, they're a serious agricultural pest, because like I mentioned, they could strip a tree of its good leaves in one night.
Mm-hmm.
So they can be a little bit of a problem for some farmers, but they're really cool. So,
that's fantastic.
Right? But yeah, so that's just a little bit, a little taste.
Leaf cutter ants. Do you know if, when you were describing the different castes, like, are they born into their caste, or could you be born and be like, I would like to be the brute squad?
I don't know that they have as much choice as we would like to give them.
Okay.
I'm guessing, I know that it's like this in bees, or in honeybees, I think, where like you're fed certain foods that help you develop, or they're basically deciding for you as they're like growing the colony.
Sure.
So I'm assuming it's something like that, where it's like, oh, we need more soldiers. So they're growing, essentially creating.
Maybe they're also harvesting those.
Maybe. Yeah. But so I think it's more of what the colony, it's all a lot. It's, that's the thing that's crazy about like colonial species. I don't know what the
colonizing.
No, the term I think is eusocial. So, like, there's a good amount. It's like ants are eusocial. The only eusocial mammal is naked mole rats, where there's like a queen that is, you know, is laying all the eggs, and everyone else is just working to make sure that the queen is laying eggs. And like, it's just, it's a crazy society that like, our, again, our brains like are like, that's not how we work.
Right.
To us,
right.
We'd be like, oh God, no.
Yeah.
But it's like for the good of the colony, which, you know, if you watch Bug's Life, you'll pick up on that. Anywho, just a reminder though, we are animal enthusiasts, we are not scientists. Do your own research. We just want you to get excited about animals like we are. Clearly, you need to do more, because there's so much more you can read up on the leafcutter ants.
And galaxy frogs, we need people to research them.
Yeah. People know about mine, go check out the other one. Thank you for joining us on this episode. If you like our podcast, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening and leave us a review. It'll help us reach...
What will it do? Why bother?
Why? Who cares?
Tell us.
If you like our podcast, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening and leave us a review. It'll help us reach more animal enthusiasts like you. You can also find us on Instagram at The Watering Hole Pod, on YouTube at The Watering Hole Pod, and you can visit our website, thewateringholepod.com. Tune in next time when we learn about more animals, their biology and habitat, the threats they face, and what people are doing about it. Bye!
I can't wait to take off these pants.
That's not what's going to happen at the end of this episode!
I just mean I want to get in a sweatpants.
Okay. Bye!